Good morning, you're welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is a devotional that is brought to you by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. It is written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye, and it is a guide to a close fellowship with God. Today's topic, we'll be looking at safety is of the Lord. Our memorize shall be taken from the book of Psalms 91, verse 2. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Our reading shall be taken from the book of Psalms 127, verse 1 and 2. I read, Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh in vain. Verse 2, It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Bible in 1 year, Joshua chapter 23 and 24. Our hymn 19, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. To today's devotional, safety is of the Lord. I find it surprising that many influential people think that their bodyguards can truly keep them safe. The truth is, no human being can truly keep another person safe. Safety is of the Lord. Proverbs 21 verse 31. For example, when bodyguards are confronted by assailants with superior firearms, the people they are protecting will quickly realize that nobody is willing to die for someone else, no matter how much he or she is paid. Beloved, the only one who can keep you safe is the Most High God. Therefore, your hope for tomorrow should be in Him and no one else. Sometimes, on my travels around the world, I am driven by reckless drivers. At one time in Brazil, one of such reckless drivers drove me from the hotel I was staying in to the place I was to minister at. As he drove, I was busy praying for him because I was worried about his safety. I knew that my safety was not in his hands, and if anything happened, I would be safe. It was him I was worried about. No matter how good or bad the driver is, I know that I will always arrive safely at my destination because my life is in God's hands. Even though David was a mighty warrior who had fought and defeated lions, bears, and giants, he knew he was not responsible for his safety. Throughout the book of Psalms, he reminds us to keep our eyes on the only one who can truly keep us safe. Psalm 121 is one of such psalms that reminds us that the Lord is our keeper. Verse 5. People who have had to undergo surgery because of what seemed to be a minor accident, such as hitting their toes against a stone, will understand how important David's words in Psalms 91, 11 to 12 are. When God protects a fellow, the person's enemies won't be able to harm him or her, no matter how numerous they are. They won't be able to harm him or her. This was Jehoshaphat's experience when he wore his royal robes and went into battle with Ahab against the Syrians. He became the primary target of all the captains of the Syrian army because they had been ordered to kill the king only. But God's mark of safety was upon him, and they did not touch him. 1 Kings 22:29-33. Beloved, put your trust in God because only He can keep you safe. Our key point today is that when God protects you, nothing and no one can harm you. When God protects you, nothing and no one can harm you. Thank you for listening to today's Open Heavens. This segment of our show is brought to you by Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. Till I come your way next time, bye-bye. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, left for me, let me hide.